I opened up my medicine cabinet and counted 18 bottles. I'm not sick. More like afraid of the fits of anxiety that occur when I think I am. Afraid of the family genes that was passed down when someone along the line snapped because they'd had enough. I stuffed my bathroom shelves with all type of remedies to fill the need that I have something just in case. Pain pills for the times I wear a back brace. Allergy pills to ward off hives. Depression medication that helps me hold my head high when my psyche feels like it's drowning. When I talk about my pills, I end up sounding like an addict too afraid to let go. Polypharmacy is allowing me to take my anxiety to the next level. So I stack pills to ignore the times where it feels like I've settled. These orange bottles can tell you exactly who I am. The schism between my physical and mental health is as large as a chasm. The dependence I've developed makes my brain spasm. I convince myself that being lost in the depth of plastic bottles are not the same as those made of glass. I take a grounding breath every time my children ask me why I have so many pills. What disease can make me so ill that I am literally running out of room? If I get a few more prescriptions, I won't have to worry about dying too soon. I keep reaching for a script that will fix it all. Fix my traumatic past, reverse my every mistake. Fix the tiny little pieces within me that breaks every time I hear my grandmother's voice. I need an apothecary to transform the choices of others away from malintent. Metamorphosize my weeping eyes, make me a butterfly so I can flutter away from this pain. Crystallize the compartmentalized part of my identity that I have hidden away. I can't tell if it's the power or genetics or a trick of the mind. That when I look into the cabinet, I only find the shattered pieces of me. It's only a matter of time before I need my fix to ease these fixed thoughts about myself. The mixed bag of my disease helped me to believe that I can find the alchemy to happiness.